What's hot and what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot with these markets?
What's hot is the largest amount of PP acres ever in the history of corn planting. State of Indiana, just an absolute disaster. Illinois, a disaster. Ohio, huge problems. Other states around the country, problems. Not just little problems, big, big problems. South Dakota, problems. North Dakota, some problems. It's creating incredible, incredible price action. The month of May of 2019 will be one to remember. I drove from northern Indiana down to Bloomington, Indiana, and you just could not believe the amount of unplanted fields. It looks like we planted canola everywhere with the amount of wild mustard growing out of the field. 2-foot weeds and wild mustard, and it's not what you want to see on the 1st of June. And that's what we have here, and that's making the markets hot.
Is there a lot of water standing, too, or not?
The water's going away, and the top of the fields are a little gray. It's what's under it. It's the pictures you see on the internet of the field looked okay, and then they drove in it, and the tractor sinks 3 feet.
That can probably be considered a what's not as well, so let's talk about that. What's not hot with these markets?
What's not hot is that with these markets going up as fast as they are, we're losing a little bit of demand, and that hurts a little bit. World markets are becoming a little bit more competitive versus America, and it's very challenging. It's high prices, although they're great for the row crop farmer. If we become too high, we really hurt demand. Another thing that's not hot is feeder cattle. Absolute disaster in the feeder cattle market. Thursday coming into Friday, went limit down Thursday, went limit and a half on Friday. Cattle market not enjoying these higher grain prices.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Portland, North Dakota.